Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. A while ago, we asked if anyone had big, crazy ideas about how to slow down climate change, and a few of you wrote in with the same question. Can we send an umbrella into space to block the sun and cool the planet? Is that something we could really do? I'm here with Possibly reporters Will Molloy and Iman Kunbai to find out.
I'm Megan.
Hi.
An umbrella in space. How would that even work?
I know. The idea sounds almost impossible and even kind of silly. Can you imagine how much fabric that would take?
How would you hold it up?
Is anyone actually considering putting up a big umbrella?
We asked Possibly's founder and Brown University's provost for sustainability, Professor Stephen Porter.
So an umbrella obviously is not practical.
But scientists are talking about something that isn't too far off.
Putting a whole bunch of dust particles very high up in the atmosphere.
It's like a trillion little teeny umbrellas. The idea is fly a bunch of airplanes, let out some particles into the very high atmosphere, and let those particles reflect a little bit of sunlight.
You might hear ideas like this called solar geoengineering. The idea is that we could temporarily turn down the temperature on Earth by blocking some of the sunlight that comes into the atmosphere and warms the planet.
How do we even know if something like this would work?
Putting a bunch of dust into the atmosphere is basically what happens when a volcano erupts.
Nature has already done the experiment. We know that if you inject a huge amount of particles into the upper atmosphere, it will cool the planet.
Some scientists think it might be a good short-term way to bring down the temperature while we work on more permanent solutions.
That sounds pretty extreme.
It is extreme. There's even an open letter of over 400 scientists from around the world who are opposed to even researching this.
Tell me more about that debate.
For one, if you start putting particles in the atmosphere, you'd have to constantly refresh the supply. Just like the ash from a volcano erupting doesn't last forever, the dust particles would only stay in the atmosphere for a short amount of time.
So you'd have to have this like network of planes putting particles up into the upper atmosphere continuously through good economic times, bad economic times, wars, whatever else.
And human beings are not great at being consistent.
Right. And stopping would have big consequences, which makes a lot of scientists worried about starting in the first place.
What would happen if we did stop?
Putting up particles, like putting up an umbrella, would block some of the sun's rays. But if we keep burning fossil fuels, that's like continuing to pile up blankets around the Earth.
Then you pull the umbrella away, and now you have all this blanket on top of you. And you get the full effects of the sun and then this huge blanket. And so you go from, like, cooled down to very rapidly very, very hot.
Also, we're not totally sure who would implement this strategy. A single country? One really motivated billionaire?
And it could have effects we can't even predict. Like, if we cool the planet too much too quickly, it might impact agriculture or create strange weather conditions.
You said could, but we know that climate change would definitely impact agriculture and the weather.
That's exactly the core of this debate.
Does this strategy buy us time, or does it present false hope that we don't need to transition off of fossil fuels and just continue to cook the planet until we accidentally or on purpose stop putting these particles in the atmosphere and experience this giant whiplash?
I would not have guessed that those questions about sending an umbrella into space would have such a serious answer.
I'll admit, I thought this question was a little unbelievable too, but it turns out the idea of blocking out the sun brings up some pretty interesting dilemmas.
Well, Will and Iman, thanks for looking into it. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.